Katy Country 94 weather.
If you're looking for a pre-owned tractor to upgrade your operation this year, you'll find a wide selection at your local Landmark Implement. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. During the month of May, get financing as low as 3.9% for up to 72 months on model year 21 through 23 wheeled 8R tractors. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory or stop by your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 73. Today, under sunny skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 51. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for storms. High temperatures reach up to 81. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, 68.
At Mitchell County Hospital, we have two physical therapists specializing in balance disorders. Trained by the American Institute of Balance, we have expertise on identifying and addressing balance problems from general balance difficulties to sudden onsets of dizziness that may come from the inner ear. If you have balance concerns or have fallen recently, talk to your physician about seeing physical therapy to work on your balance so we can help you be safer and more confident in movement. MCHHS, more than a hospital.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
From the Associated Press in Texas County, Oklahoma, court documents have revealed new details on Kansas moms that were murdered in Oklahoma. The bodies of the two Kansas women who disappeared in Oklahoma were found in a buried freezer, according to the recently unsealed court documents. The bodies of Veronica Butler, age 27, and Jillian Kelly, age 39, both of Hugoton, Kansas, were found April 14th, buried on land in rural Texas County and rented by Tad Cullum, who was among five people charged with kidnapping and killing the two women, according to the documents unsealed March 15th. Also found on the land, which Cullum rented for cattle grazing, were articles of clothing, duct tape, and a knife, each with possible blood on them, in addition to black tape, electrical cord, and a combination stun gun flashlight, according to the documents. Cullum, 43, his girlfriend Tiffany Adams, 54, both of Keyes, Oklahoma, husband and wife Cole Twombly, 50, and Cora Twombly, 44, of Texoma, Oklahoma, and Paul Grice, 31, are each charged with two counts of murder, two counts of kidnapping, and a single count of conspiracy to commit murder. All are being held without bail, and a gag order in the case prohibits attorneys from commenting on the case. Investigators have said Butler and Adams were in a bitter child dispute over custody of Butler's children, who are Adams' grandchildren. Butler's attorney told investigators that Butler was likely to be granted unsupervised visitation during a hearing scheduled just two more weeks after the two disappeared, the documents state. Butler and Kelly, who was to supervise a visitation with Butler and her children, disappeared March 30th while driving to pick up Butler's two children from Adams for a birthday party. The women's car was found near the rural highway intersection about 260 miles from where Butler was to pick up her son and daughter. Butler's glasses were found near the car and blood was found on the roadway, according to an arrest affidavit. The buried freezer with the bodies inside was found about 8.5 miles from where the car was found and in the area where prepaid cell phones purchased by Adams were traced, according to the court documents. A witness told an investigator that Grice had asked him shortly after the bodies were found how long it would take the state lab to process DNA evidence, how long DNA would last in dirt, and how long DNA would last on clothing and dirt in a 15-foot deep hole, and if he knew how to get a guy and his family into Mexico, according to documents. The witness told the investigator that Grice said he was concerned about his DNA being in the hole where the bodies were found because he had been to the Twombly residence. Another witness told Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation agents that all five suspects were part of an anti-government group that had a religious affiliation known as God's Mitzvahs, according to an affidavit. We do have a couple job openings to pass along. The city of Glen Elder is taking applications for summer maintenance. The position includes mowing and weed eating city property, helping with street repairs and other maintenance duties. Applicants must be at least 16 years old and have a driver's license. Applications are online at glenelder.com or can be picked up at the City Hall, 213 South Market Street, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Or you can contact Devin at 785-545-5915. Sonoma Valley Transportation is seeking an executive director. Sonoma Valley Transportation hiring for the position. It's initially part-time, rewarding public service position, focusing on developing and sustaining funding for SBT by developing relationships with stakeholders, passengers, and other governmental officials to promote, maintain, and improve the function of SBT in the areas it serves by being the face of public transportation and partner communities. The executive director position performs a variety of developmental, management, fundraising, and administrative duties as specified by the SBT board to oversee the goals of regional transportation. Minimum qualifications of applicants include a bachelor's degree, preferred and or high school diploma, preferred years of experience in management, have valid driver's license. The SBT executive director must reside within one of the collaborating counties in which transit services are provided, which includes Mitchell, Jewell, and or Osmer. Potential candidates can contact Leanne Eilert at 785-738-9501 or via email leilert@mchks.com. Applications accepted until June 17th at 5 p.m. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. Talking Tombstones, Bringing Local History to Life, will be presented by the Mitchell County Historical Society in Beloit on Saturday, May 25th at 2 o'clock, First Presbyterian Church, 321 East Main in Beloit. Admission is free and donations are welcome. Kyle Peterson will be the master of ceremonies. Fred Severance will portray Worm C. Dockham, a Civil War Congressional Medal of Honor recipient. Ava Constance Smith will portray her great-great-grandmother, Ava Barnett Gentleman, an early Wakanda Springs historian. Again, that's this Saturday, May 25th, First Presbyterian Church in Beloit at 2 p.m. Also, the Hunter Historical Mural Dedication will be Sunday, May 26th. Please join him for an evening in Hunter with history, music, and food. This will take place beginning at 5:30 with a food truck, historical presentation at 6, mural dedication at 7, live music by Victor Valley Varmints at 8 o'clock. They do ask that you please bring your own lawn chairs. Support Kids on Bikes, and volunteers needed for Kansas NICA League's final race held southeast of Pollen Family Farm on P Road east of Tipton, Kansas. It's Saturday, May 25th, Sunday, May 26th. Positions are available. You can find the sign-up link on the NCK Raptors Facebook page if you're interested in volunteering for this race. Glenn on the American Legion Post 143 will have a hamburger feed on Monday, May 27th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Glenn on the American Legion, 200 West Main in Glen Elder. It's a free will donation on Memorial Day, honoring all who served. And finally, the Downs Golf Club having their His and Her Scramble Monday, May 27th at 9 a.m. $80 per team. Lunch, pin prizes, mulligans, and skins are included in the entry fee. To register, call or text Corey at 545-6043 or Charlene at 545-5582. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Celtics scored the first 17 points of the period.
Brown knocks it down. He's got 40.
On the field. Boston up 2-0 here in these Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, more on the Celtics win over the Pacers coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports. State softball finishing up for one area league team on Thursday. A preview of state track today and tomorrow. The Kansas City Royals back on the field tonight. NCAA has approved a pay-for-play system. Also, the NHL playoffs coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. State softball at Topeka in Class 3A. The Southeast Saline Lady Trojans finished their year at 22-4 with a 3-2 loss to Frontenac in the first round of the 3A state tournament. You can find the full brackets for state baseball and softball at Kasha.org. With all the area baseball and softball teams eliminated, just one sport remains in the 2023-24 school year. State track and field gets underway this afternoon for our area teams at Cessna Stadium in Wichita. Multiple area athletes will vie for state medals and championships. The Beloit girls are at the top of the list of teams that will compete for a title. Lady Trojans coming off of a big win at their regional last week, and Tatum Seifert returns as a state champion, hopes to repeat in both the discus and shot put, while Addison Bunke was a second-place finisher in the shot put last year and is back at state. Lady Trojans have 12 entries in the state meet overall. Their coach, Ryan Isbell, expects them to challenge for the top spot, but it's a loaded field.
There's no clear cut at this point. You know, funny things happen at the state meet where some people really perform well, some people maybe slide a little bit, but at least going into it, there's us, Smoky Valley, Olathe Heritage Christian, Heston, Nemaha Central, Norton, and then you get a little bit of a drop. So there's six teams that are within 6 points of one another. And, you know, last year we ended up sixth place, and we were five and a half out of first. So it's just a tight bunch, and you got to go through and get the points where you can get the points and maybe jump some of those teams if you get the opportunity to.
On the boys' side for Beloit, Eli Johnson rated number one in the shot put after regionals, number two in the disc as he looks for a state title this weekend. In 1A, the Osborne girls and boys have the most entries from the area. In total, the Bulldogs and Lady Dogs have 17 entries. Sam Kindig has the top time in the state this season at 300 hurdles at 39.56. The 4x800-meter relay teams for both Osborne boys and girls are the number two seed. Gracie Reiner also the number two seed in the javelin. Osborne coach Steve Tiernan on what he expects from the group and the mentality going into state.
And some of the things we've been struggling in all year, I mean, we're sitting kind of up towards the top. So, I mean, like I said, just they got to go perform. And I think they will. I mean, we've talked a lot about that this week during practice. I mean, it's not like we're going to get a lot better this week. But what we're going to try to do is just not get worse. And then when you get there, just make sure you control what you can control. You can't control how many people are watching. You can't control how good the other people are. You can control what you do. You know, just go out there and do what you've done all year, and let's see what happens.
Also in 1A, Lauren Brummett of Lakeside, seated number three in the javelin, and also qualified on the high jump. Rock Hills has nine entries, and Tyson Gates of St. John's qualified on both hurdle events. We'll also track athletes from Thunder Ridge, Sylvan Lucas, and Pike Valley in 1A. The premier distance runner in the area is Madison Howland of Smith Center, who's qualified in all three distance races. A member of the 4x800-meter relay team, she won the state cross-country title in the fall, ranked number one in the state in both the 1600 and 3200, has the number one seed in the 800 as well. Cameron Hutchinson of Smith Center has a number one throw in 2A in the javelin and is aiming for a state title. Smith Center has 14 total entries between the girls and boys combined. Also in 2A, we'll track the Lincoln athletes at state. Action begins for some athletes in field events at 1:15 today, as 1A, 2A, and 3A have the afternoon session on day one. Track prelims will start at 2 o'clock. This afternoon, I'll have reports each half hour starting after 2 o'clock until the opening day finishes this evening. You can listen on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Also, follow me on X or Twitter at Dusty40 for updates on state medalists from the immediate area. A full look at the state meet info and area athletes who have qualified along with their approximate competition times can be found at NCKSSports.com. Well, after having Thursday off, the Royals are back on the field tonight as they start a three-game series with the Rays in St. Petersburg. The Royals enter at 32-19, having won six straight games, while Tampa Bay is 25-26. Seth Lugo, who's 7-1 with a 1.79 ERA, takes the mound for the Royals in Game 1 tonight at 5:50. In an unprecedented move on Thursday, for the first time in the 100-plus year history of college sports, the NCAA and Power 5 conferences have agreed to allow schools to directly pay players. As part of a multi-billion dollar agreement, the NCAA will settle three pending federal antitrust cases, paying more than $2.7 billion in damages over 10 years to past and current athletes. Sources told ESPN that they are allowing a revenue-sharing plan that would grant each school up to roughly $20 million per year with its athletes. All D1 athletes back to 2016 are eligible to receive a share. In exchange, the athletes cannot sue the NCAA for any other potential antitrust violations. They'll also drop complaints in House versus NCAA, Hubbard versus the NCAA, and Carter versus the NCAA that are all currently on the books. The NCAA Board of Governors and the leadership of the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, and Pac-12 are on board with the terms of the 13-page document that laid out the plan. Notre Dame has also agreed as a member of the ACC. You can read more about this story at ESPN.com. Well, I heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Celtics took control in the second quarter, never looked back in a 126-110 win over the Pacers in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs Thursday night. Jaylen Brown dropped 40 points to lead the Celtics. They have a 2-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, the Mavericks up 1-0 on the Timberwolves, tip off at 7:30 on TNT.
Into the corner with Tanev. Tanev plays the puck up the board. There's Bouchard in front.
Edmonton won 3-2 over the Stars in Dallas Thursday night to take a 1-0 series lead of the Western Conference Finals. Action picks back up in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Panthers and Rangers in New York. Florida leads the series 1-0 as the puck drops at 7 o'clock on ESPN. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.